getting that for Christmas that year, and I do remember it was like I was the most loved person in the world. Don't you guys feel really loved when you get presents from your parents? There are many ways we feel loved. Gary Chapman wrote a book called Five Love Languages, and I encourage you to read it. It's changed how we parent. But he goes on to say that everyone feels most loved in one of five ways. It could be just quality time spent with somebody, or it could be through the touch of a hug or a hand holding a hand, or it could be through words of encouragement that build someone up. You guys sound familiar? Your children are all different in how they feel loved. Or maybe when somebody does something for you, or maybe just being given a meaningful gift. We all tend to feel most loved in one of those areas, but there's something I want to talk about this morning is that regardless of how you feel most loved, there is one way that we all feel loved that transcends all five of these things, and that is through sacrifice. Right? Am I right? When you have somebody in your life that by way of their action, these guys just talked about it. They talked about love and how is love expressed through action, right? And so they did this experiment, right? And the experiment was that you went out and you did acts of love as an experiment to demonstrate what? The love of Jesus. Okay, I totally got that. Okay, that made sense to me because sacrifice is the one thing that makes us all feel most loved when someone is willing to sacrifice everything or anything for you. Jesus tells us in John 15, 13 that there is no greater love than when someone lays down their life for his friends. There is no greater love than sacrifice. I think I'm dead on when I say that we all want to experience this kind of love. I know I do. We all want to experience this kind of love, and that's why what Christ did over 2,000 years ago is so profound today. We're still celebrating something that has profoundly changed humanity, and that was the sacrifice of one man for all of humanity. Genesis chapter 2, it all started with God, and I just want to walk through this so we can understand how profound this love is. Genesis 2, it all started when God, our intelligent designer, created humans as a unique crown of his creation. Think about everything that God has created in the universe, and the one thing that stands out as the crown jewel of his creation is us. Why? Because we're created in his image. No other part of his creation is created in his image. Genesis talks about that. What's it mean? As humans, we have the same attributes of God. We're not God, don't get me wrong. We have the attributes of God. And what that simply means is this, is we can think. We can reason. We can rationalize. We have intellect. We feel emotions. We have a sense of morality. We have a conscience. And we have the ability to choose. No other part of creation can do that. That's why we are so uniquely created as the crown jewel of God's creation. But here's the deal. With that, being created in the image of God, with that comes the choice of choosing God. Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve, humanity's parents, chose to disobey God. And they chose to do their own thing in spite of what God had told them to do. And as a result, sin entered into the world. Romans 5, 12 talks about this. And with it, sin that entered into the world. Guys, this is a serious thing. Because when sin entered into the world, humanity now had to suffer the consequence of that sin. They had to be responsible for their choice. We get that too, right? We all teach our children. You make choices, you take responsibility for those choices. But with it comes consequences. Romans 6, 23, the consequence of death. Do you realize that when Adam and Eve chose to disobey God, for the first time humanity began to die? They weren't dying up to that point. But something even worse. The moment they chose to disobey God, their creator, they began to die spiritually. They died spiritually. In other words, what that simply means is this, is that relationship they had with God was broken. Sin broke the relationship humanity had with God. And understand something, as a result of this, guys, and this is something that we all have to realize, is that we're born with this sin problem. This week, we were sitting in our living room, and our granddaughter Callie, who is 17 months, I believe, somewhere in there, and I just was watching, right, because she's just like all over the place. And she was getting a little cranky, and hey, Callie, go do this. Hey, no! And it was like, okay, I know JB and Erica don't teach her that. I know that for sure, okay? And I'm like, how does she know to, with such attitude, resist? How do they know this? You want to know why? They're born that way. We're born that way. We spend our whole life as parents trying to change that. Hopefully, with some little success when they become adults. We're born with this. Psalms 51:5, David says this. He says, we're brought forth in iniquity. From the moment of our conception, we're born with sin. And the problem with that is that we are separated from our Creator. Sin breaks that relationship that God created us to have with Him. We get this, don't we? We get this. Why? Because we know that bad things destroy relationships. We know this. If my wife and I began to lie and cheat with each other, it would destroy our relationship. Bad things destroy relationships. I understand. There are some here this morning, and you're saying, but I am a good person. I do far more in my life that's good than I do that's bad. That's got to matter. That's got to count for something. And I'm going to say this. I believe you. I do. And not that it's my believing you is going to make any difference, but in communicating what I'm saying here is I do believe you are good. I do. But what's good enough? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. What is good enough? How much do we have to do that's good in order to gain God's favor? In order to restore that relationship? How much good? And what if? Guys, what if at the end of your life you look back and realize that everything we did was not enough? What if? It's not enough. We're still left with the responsibility to pay the consequence for not being good enough. The good news is this. There is something we can do. The good news is there is something we can do that is good enough. Get this. This is something that will transform your life. I guarantee it. It'll transform your life. One thing we can do. Trust Jesus. Just trust Jesus. Trust what He did. See, because God knows we can't gain His favor. God knows that we can't reconcile that relationship that is broken between God and man. He knows we can't do that. We aren't good enough. And the same character of God, a just, righteous God, the same character that imposes the consequence because of sin, guys, get this, His same character, His same just character gives the gift of life. So the God that gives consequence is the God that saves us from the consequence. Don't miss that part of it. We want to judge God. We want to stick our fist in God's face. But remember, we bear some responsibility for that. But remember, the God that has justly given us the consequence for sin is the God that gives us the solution to sin. That's amazing when you stop and think about it and you're willing to consider it. It'll transform your life. Romans 5:8 says this, God shows His love for us. Guys, get this. He shows. Action. He shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's very important to understand this, that even though we should have been left to die in our sin apart from God forever in a place the Bible calls hell, which is very real, God's love, His just character, compelled Him to save us from that very consequence. Wow. And the only way was for his son Jesus to come to this messed up world, born in a little manger, humble. He didn't impose his will on humanity. He gave humanity a choice. He came to this earth for one reason, guys. He came to this earth as our sacrifice so that we can be saved from the consequences of our sin. Why would he do this? I don't deserve it. I'm going to leave here and I'm going to think something bad. I'm going to say something bad. I'm going to do something bad. I don't deserve it. Why would he do this for us? It's because he loves us that much. He loves us that much. John 3, 16 and 17 says this: God loved the world so much that he gave his only son Jesus, that whoever believes in him, you got to believe, shouldn't perish, that's die in their sin, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Get that? We think he does. We blame him for doing that, but he doesn't. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Jesus did what we could not. He paid the consequence in full. And we are set free. You say, I'm free. No, we're still paying the consequence for our sin. To be freed from that? To be freed from that is only in Jesus. And we are forgiven when we trust Jesus and we are set free in Christ. So please understand, it's a free gift. Guys, this is a free gift. We understand gifts. We're all going to get gifts in the next week here. We love getting gifts. This is a free gift. Remember, we're not good enough. It's a free gift. Ephesians 2:4 says this: For God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sin, dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Not a result of works. Why? Because we'd boast. If we earned it, we'd take the credit for it. It's the greatest expression of love. Gift of a life sacrificed so that we could have a life. So God simply invites us. He invites us. Listen, guys, get this. It's as though he is holding the gift out to us. But a gift is only a gift when it's received. Otherwise, it's not a gift, right? It's a possession of the owner. It becomes a gift when it is handed off and received. So Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 says this: If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth confesses and is saved. No amount of good works will do simply what can be done when we believe and choose what Jesus did for us. And we're going to be giving and receiving a lot of gifts. And I hope that the greatest gift you choose to receive this year is a gift for your soul. So right now, I'm just going to invite you. This has nothing to do with me, except I'm just going to guide you through this. And if you just want, right now, and I'm going to pray, and if you want to take the opportunity to pray. Now, here's the thing. You don't come to Jesus through the church. The church has nothing to do with this. Believe it or not, this is just you and God. It's that simple. What I do is I'm just going to help you understand what Romans chapter 10 explains. Simply this: there's two things you got to do. You just got to admit that you have a sin problem. And if, I don't think there's anyone in this room that won't admit that, right? We got to admit we have a sin problem, but here's what we also have to admit. We have to admit we need Jesus. Here's why. Jesus knows. God knows we need Jesus. He already knows our heart. He wants us to admit it. Remember, let's go full circle. He created us in his image, which what? We now have a choice. He wants to hear us make the choice. So we need to admit that we need him. And we got to believe, we got to tell God, I believe that what Jesus did on the cross and the empty grave is enough to fix my sin problem, and invite him into your life. Invite him into your heart. Say, God, I accept what Jesus did. Please forgive me, cleanse me, save me. come into my life to live. Guys, listen. That's enough. It's enough. And you will experience a life you will couldn't imagine. Couldn't imagine. Will you be totally happy all the time? No, you should, but no. Will the problems go away? No, but you have someone that's going to walk by your side 24/7 through those struggles. So not only life here, but life forever in heaven. So I just want to encourage you right now. And we're going to close, and we're going to pray right now. And I'm going to give you opportunity just right now between you and God, just to say, God, I just want to confess to you. I need you. God, I want to tell you that I believe what Jesus did for me is enough. God, please come into my life. Change my heart. God, thank you for Jesus. God, thank you for Jesus. We are so grateful that He willingly came to this world for one reason, and that was to take our place, suffering the consequence of sin. And it was our sin. He was innocent. God, I thank you. Can't thank you enough. And may my life, Lord, may my life be the action of my gratitude as I strive to live for you. And God, there may be someone here this morning that for the first time they're seriously considering what it means to accept your gift. And God, I pray that right now you will take away all the things that will cloud their thinking. You will take all the hurts from their past that would prevent them from wanting to accept your love. I pray that you will just, God, please bring them to yourself. And may they choose you today. And so, God, we're grateful for Jesus. We're so grateful. We can't thank you enough. And Lord, this Christmas, may we celebrate with gratitude, with action, the amazing gift of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Just want to encourage you, if you want to talk about this, we'll be available to you right down here. You can see me out in the fireside room. We'll go off somewhere quiet and we'll talk. We'll pray with you if you want to pray through this. Guys, listen, we're serious about this. We believe that Jesus gives the message of hope for this life and eternity. And we just want to encourage you and let you know that we are here for you.
Go ahead and stand with us.